You're listening to the Bombshell Billy Show. And now, here's Bombshell Billy.
Hey guys, this is Billy, and this is, I know you've all been waiting for it, the Bombshell Billy Show. Something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I kind of put a graphic up on my Facebook page, teased it a little bit. This has probably been thinking about doing this for a couple years. I have a couple YouTube videos up, the Bombshell Billy Show. I'll be mixing this in with that stuff too. My boy Nick, my son, he is big time into doing some working on some video editing and some audio stuff. So he's going to be helping me out. He's going to be taking care of all that stuff for me on the back end. But it's not going to be the greatest video quality. It's not going to be the greatest audio quality. We're doing it with, we're doing out here in the bomb shelter. That's right, the man cave. It's called the bomb shelter. Go figure, right? We got that all set up out here, but it's a little, like I said, it's not super high tech or anything. This is just something fun I wanted to do. I don't know. I've had some fun things happen in life, still to this day, but in the past, I got a couple ideas of things I want to do. I got a lot of friends that I know I want to talk with on here. I'll be doing shows randomly. I'll be putting up YouTube video content. I'll be doing some stuff here. I have a Facebook page set up, at Bombshell Billy Show, facebook.com/Bombshell Billy Show. So I'll be pushing that out there too. But basically I just want to, kind of go over some of this stuff. I got a couple like segment ideas that I want to do that might be kind of fun to do. Obviously, as everybody knows, y'all know I'm a big wrestling fan, been wrestling fan since I'm 10 years old. So I got a lot of wrestling stories. Fun fact, I don't know how many people know, I actually worked for WCW, the magazine and the website. So I'll be telling some stories from that. I got some great stories from my time when I worked at WCW. I also, obviously, again, if you know me well, you know that I worked as a commentator and probably more notably as a ring announcer for the now defunct but always still awesome 2CW Squared Circle Wrestling. That was a Central New York based independent wrestling promotion, still one of the best out there, even though it closed almost 4 years ago. Still one of the best. I'm going to be telling a lot of stories from that, having some of the 2CW guys on. I got some ideas. I'm going to reach out to some friends that were involved in that, some friends in other avenues of my life. Some great ideas, some great stories. I want to have Melissa, if you know me again, you know who Melissa is, my fiance. She's got a great story I want her to tell, having nothing to do with wrestling or anything, having to do with kind of a weird story about our cat. I'll leave it at that. I'll let her tell the story, but a strange story about how our cat, Jax, came to be. So she can tell you that story on there. It's a little strange, a little like, ooh, give you chills when you hear it. So I have an idea about a concept of, I always think of what, when it comes to music, what albums have you listened to that you can listen to front to back? There's not a bad song on the album. The first one, anybody that ever said that, I mean, there's a couple that popped to mind, but the first one that always pops in my mind is Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. Actually had this conversation with a guy in line at Twin Trees, earlier this week. I had a Guns N' Roses shirt on. He said, "Oh, wow, great shirt. I saw them in concert." And then we got talking and literally almost at the same time, we're like, not a bad song on the album. That kind of like, oh, that would be a nice little fun thing to talk about. And I know I'm going to get my buddy Metal Bob, Bobby, on here to talk about the music aspect. And I'm sure he's got a lot of albums he can listen to front to back and has and still does. But Appetite for Destruction, if you're a music fan, if you're, a fan of the 80s rock, if you're a fan of Guns N' Roses, everyone knows who Guns N' Roses is, but that album there, front to back, is stellar. Not a bad song on the thing. So, I don't know if it'll be weekly, but we can have a segment for the front to back album. See, who's who's got their picks for that. I also have another segment. Over the years, not only with wrestlers, of course, I'm big into wrestling, but I've gotten my picture taken. You know, people collect autographs, wait for autographs. I got tons of autographs, but my philosophy is a picture's worth 1,000 words. So you could say, hey, look at, I've got Ric Flair's autograph. Check this out. Cool. Wow, that's awesome. Wonder if that's really his autograph. But then if I say, hey, look, here's 9 pictures of me with Ric Flair. Oh, no kidding. Wow, you really did meet Ric Flair, didn't you? Of course I did. And I still will again. Coming up in September, I believe I might be making another trip to meet him yet once again. He's coming to Albany. a couple different, just little snidbits, tidbits of my life I'll be talking about on here. another, as you can tell, I talk a lot. You know, I have a job where I talk all day long. I have my moonlighting job. As anybody that knows me knows, I'm a musician. I'm in a couple different duos that I do. Like I said, I was a ring announcer for the wrestling organization 2CW. Basically, you can't shut me up. So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just not talking enough. I need to talk more. Hey, I know. I'll do a podcast. So that's what I'm doing. So the video portion of this will be fun because I'm just going to do, out and about, maybe at some of my shows, at events I go to. Oh boy, I'm going to be doing some video blogs at the state fair. That'll always be fun. So that'll be good. I have buckets upon buckets upon buckets of wrestling memorabilia along with other stuff. I'll be filming maybe some stuff going through some of those buckets because, let's face it, I need to go through some of those buckets to get the bomb shelter cleared out here. But I'll be sharing some of that, some of the finds that I find going through my buckets that I've, the collection, the stuff that I've collected over the years. But another segment I thought of is kind of fun. I'm an easygoing guy, I think. I used to think, I'm the kind of guy you either love or hate. I don't think a lot of people hate me. Some people do, but whatever. I think I'm pretty easy to get along with. But there's some people in life that get in my craw. It's an old, Nick's looking at me like, what's that mean? It's an old person saying, Nick, that's why. So there's going to be a segment. I want to try to do this once a week because I could probably fill this segment once a week. There's going to be a segment called F That Guy. And I'm going to pick a certain person. And once in a while, maybe it'll be F That Girl or F That Place or something. But probably most of the time, it'll be F That Guy. And I'm going to give you my opinion on why I want to say, hey, F That Guy. This segment here, I won't have one. This particular episode is just going to kind of give you an idea of some of the fun things I have. By the way, please don't think that I think I'm full of myself or I think I'm, Mr. Hotshot because I'm doing I'm doing this podcast just because I'm a mark for myself and I'm just want to have fun and just want to dabble with it and see what's going on with it. So, but you can send me a message at, facebook.com/bombshellbillyshow. Or I think you could just type in @bombshellbillyshow and it'll get to it that way too. And you can, let me know if you have any suggestions or ideas or segments or anything like that. If you want to, if you got a reason you want to be on the show with me and talk about stuff, we'll do that too. I'm not afraid to have suggestions for looking for content for the show. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to have some of my local musician friends on, talk about, how they got started, who some of their influences were. I definitely want to have some of my wrestling boys on. I know there's a lot of guys that are the old school wrestling fans like myself. Maybe we'll, a couple of times, not maybe, we will do like a round table kind of thing. We got to get the specifics down as far as the audio part of that, Nick and I have been putting our heads together recently, trying to figure out maybe how we can do that to get the best audio quality. Again, I don't mind putting a little, you know, effort and cash into it, but we're definitely going to do that. I think that'll be a lot of fun. Get together maybe once a month on the show. We'll do a roundtable thing and we'll come up with a specific subject and we'll all just shoot the crap about it and talk about it. I'm going to try not to swear, by the way, on my podcast. I do swear a lot in life. If anybody knows me, knows that I do like to say bad, naughty words, but I'm going to try to on this not to as much. So we'll see how that goes. The closest I've done so far is F that guy. And I think y'all know what the F means. F the revival. It's a wrestling term. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you probably think I'm crazy. So, excuse me, I'll take a drink of water. By the way, this podcast will... you'll be able to see it up on the Bombshell Billy Show Facebook page. I'll put links to it on my regular Facebook page, but also you can catch it. This is the part where I think I sound kind of cool. You can catch it on iTunes and you can catch it on Spotify as well. So that's right. You heard me. I'm on iTunes and Spotify. How about that? I mean, so is everybody else that does a podcast, but you know, hey, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me, Bombshell Billy, the Bombshell Billy Show. You know what I'm saying? By the way, if you're Italian, you don't say calamari, you say calamat. If you're Italian, or if you think you're Italian. Right, Melissa? Anyways, so yeah, a couple different ideas of things to talk about. We'll probably talk about some wrestling stuff, you know, wrestling news and stuff. I don't want to get into a lot of that because... a lot of podcasts do that. They go over, everybody knows wrestling news. It's social media. It's the age of, you know, open up your phone and there's, you know, information regarding that and stuff. So yeah, I'll give them, we'll do some more like opinion stuff on that. One of the things I want to do as far as like pitchers, I mentioned like, you know, pitchers with, I don't know, why didn't I finish that conversation, Nick? I was talking about pitchers with me and people, and I started pitchers worth 1,000 words, and then I stopped. Let me go back to that for a second. See, this is a work in progress, I told you. Pictures of myself with like a celebrity or someone. I'll put the picture up on the Facebook page, and I'll talk about, here on the podcast, I'll talk about like the background of the picture, how that picture came to be, or... what's the story behind the picture? Like, I already have a pile of pictures pulled out for that segment because I'll look through my pictures. I'll be like, oh my God, I remember that. I remember that, how that happened. And I want to share that fun stuff with you. Again, I've got road trip stories. I've gone on tons of road trips. I've been to tons of, you know, wrestling pay-per-views. I've been to, I think, 7 WrestleManias, you know, road trips with the boys. We're going to do more road trips. We're going to go on road trips and you record episodes of the show on the road. It'll be fun. You know, there's a lot of podcasts that I listen to in wrestling, non-wrestling. Ooh, that's another thing I want to get to. I want to tell you about another podcast that I got turned on to recently. Actually, Melissa turned me on to it. Her nail girl or lash girl turned her onto it, and she in turn turned, well, she didn't really necessarily turn me onto it. She was listening to it one day and I sat down and I'm like, what's this? I'm listening to it. And I was enthralled with it. It's called, Crime Junkies. And what it is, it's these two girls and they're talking about, just a real life crime, you know, I don't know if they do it weekly, but it's real life crime. A certain crime or a certain serial killer or something that they focus on each episode, and they tell the story. And it's not like they don't tell it like if you're watching, like, I don't know, if you're watching one of the TV shows where they do all the drama, like Forensic Files, and then he came through. You know, they just talk a normal voice. I know, Nick, that was a stupid impression of a guy telling a scary story. Basically, they tell it as like I'm talking now, you know, and they'll tell the story and it's like, you know, and you're like, and you know what he did then? He left her there. And, you know, and the other girl will be like, get out of here. So they're having a conversation, but they're telling the story. And it's so, the way they tell it, it's so enthralling. It's so good. I immediately download it to my podcast app and I listen to the episodes, and it's pretty good. I'm not saying it's good because, I mean, they're true stories, and I'm not making light of the fact that bad things happen, but I'm just saying it's a good podcast in the sense that it's interesting and it really pulls you in. And the one guy, I can't remember his name, but they were talking about him, and I pulled him up on Google and talk about putting, you know, I'm hearing the audio of this. So I pull it up, and the first thing that comes up is pictures of this guy that they're telling me a story about, that he did all these nasty, horrible things. And I'm like, whoa. And it made the story all the more real and awful when I saw what this freak looked like. I'm like, oh my God. So if you're into like crime stories, or like, you know, I used to like to read way back in the day, like the fiction, but like the courtroom novels and stuff like that. If you're into crime stuff like that, this is a very cool podcast. It's called Crime Junkies. I think that might.
Maybe you should point out that it's not sponsored.
What's that?
We're not sponsored by Crime Junkies.
We are not. No, we are in no way sponsored by Crime Junkies. No, I'm just pointing out a cool podcast that, yeah, this is promotional consideration paid for by the following. No. But I guess that's pretty much it for this time. I just wanted to kind of give a heads up, and, you know, I already, excuse me. Oh my goodness. See, this is real life, baby. I already have like a handful of people right off the top of my head that I know I want to have on here with me and talk with them about certain things. I might name drop a little bit here because then they're going to hear it. They're like, really? You didn't even ask me? But I want to get my friend Dave. Maybe my friend Dave and his wife Nan. They got a great story. For you wrestling fans out there, they got a great story about how they met. It's awesome. It's fantastic. I love it. I'd love to have them, you know, talk with me. We can share that. My buddy Isis, have him come on. He's a huge old school wrestling fan. You know, obviously, as if you know me, you know I am as well. He would definitely be in that round table discussion that I talk. I want to talk to maybe Josh, have him come on, and we can talk about, you know, 2CW stuff, some old 2CW stories. Obviously, you know, the probably a semi, if not regular cast of characters. You're going to have Bobby will be on here talking about wrestling and music. You know, Derek, I'm use a first name. If you know who I am, if you don't know who I am, then you're like, well, who the hell are these people? But, you know, if you know who I am, and probably if you're listening to this, you probably know who I am. You know who, you know, Bobby and Derek and Bill Ali, you know, my core group, you know, myself, Derek, Bob, Mark Stagnita, we called ourselves growing up the Four Horsemen. And then, you know, some years later, Billy, you know, I've been friends, best friends with Billy for, you know, one of my best friends for 25 years. So, maybe close to 30, no, 25 years probably. Yeah. But yeah, that's my core group. You got your group of friends. I got hundreds of friends. I got even more acquaintances, but then everybody has their core. You know, everybody says keep your circle small. My circle's pretty small, and those dudes that I just I know there's things you can get for that when your circle's small, but you know, see, I'm funny too. But you know, you keep your circle small. That's my circle. That's my circle, and it's small. But those are my ride or die guys. So they'll all be on for one reason or another. Derek for years. Independent wrestler, he's got stories he can tell. Billy Ali is my favorite singer in the whole world. He can come on and tell stories. He's a big wrestling fan. He can talk wrestling. He can talk music. He can talk this and that. Yes, I will be telling you about where my bands will be playing. Why? Because this is my show and I can do that. So, and I will do that. Deal with it. But yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to the state fair this weekend, and definitely will be getting some stuff on there in the can, so to speak, for for the YouTube version of the Bombshell Billy Show. So I'll be putting that up and putting links of that up and everything. So it's going to be fun. It's, like I said, it's a work in progress. It's not going to be the greatest audio adventure that you're ever going to take yourself on. It's not going to be the greatest video venture you ever take. It's going to be funny. I don't want to promise you that, but okay, what the hell? I'm going to promise you that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hilarious. You know, mountains aren't just funny. They're hill areas. See what I did there? See how funny
stole
I am?
That joke from...
A meme? There was a meme that came up on the internet. Or is it meme? Is it meme or meme, Nick? He's just looking at me like it's neither, Dad. Dad jokes, Lee. A new segment, Dad jokes. I'll tell a great dad joke.
You'll need like a more clever name for it though.
Nick's dad's joke. Wait, Nick's dad's jokes.
You'll think of something.
I just thought of it. Yeah. I'm gonna come up with my here's this week's and now we'll go to the segment Nick's dad's joke. Soon to be named something else. Oh. Conjunctivitis.com. Now that's a sight for sore eyes. See, he laughed. I laid out. I left it silent. And he laughed.
I'm just laughing because there's literal crickets outside right now. And you can hear them. So.
Oh, that's funny. So I told my conjunctivitis.com joke. I laid out, waited. He laughed. And I thought he was laughing at the joke, but he was laughing because outside the bomb shelter right now, because it is 12:29 a.m. right now. There's audible crickets outside, so he thought that was hilarious that there was crickets after my awesome Nick's dad's joke. Whatever, kid. I can fire you as fast as I hired you. Anyways, I'll figure something out. I'll probably do it awful, but whatever. Anyways, all right, I'm going to wrap it up for this time. Hopefully you'll come check it out. I'm not thinking I'm a hotshot or anything. I'm just doing it for fun. If you want to come on, you got fun stuff to talk about or whatever, definitely please listen, check out the video version of the YouTube. It'll be on YouTube, but I'll post the links to the Bombshell Billy Show. It's, facebook.com/Bombshell Billy Show. So, all right. I think that's going to be it until the next venture of the Bombshell Billy Show. I am, you guessed it, Bombshell Billy.